Black first-year agricultural business student Babalo Ndwayana says he was woken up by commotion in his room around 4 a.m. Sunday. When he switched the light on, he saw white law student Theuns Dutoit urinating on his books and laptop. The 20-year-old, who recorded the incident on his cell phone, went to open a case at the local police station and explained to reporters the charges he laid.
Breaking in, malicious damage, and then racism. At the moment, I need to go and rest because I'm still traumatized.
University Rector and Vice Chancellor Professor Wim de Villiers released a video assuring the nation that investigations are underway and action will be taken.
I'm truly sorry about the pain caused by this incident and want to take this opportunity to assure you of the university's commitment that this type of behavior will not be tolerated on our campus.
The South African Student Congress says the incident provides an opportunity to stamp out racism. The Congress's representative, Sifiso Zung, spoke to reporters after accompanying Ndwayana to the police station.
If that person wanted to go to the toilet, why not go into straight to the toilet but decide to open the room and do whatever he did there? So this was pure racism. Even the comment therefore that he made to him to say this is what white boys do to black boys, it's racism.
Justice Minister Ronald Lamula told Parliament that the government strongly condemns the incident.
The university must leave no stone unturned in investigating the incident. All of us must send a clear and unambiguous message that there is no space for racism in our country.
Several recent racial incidents in South African learning institutions have been blamed on the hangover of apartheid. Parliament is conducting public hearings on a bill on hate crimes and hate speech, which is widely expected to make racism a criminal offence. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.